A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
A lot of volatility in the markets these days. A question you'll be asking is, what's the best way to organize your investment portfolio to ride it out?
And as we kick off 2019 and get ready for the Lunar New Year break, it might be a good time to do some spring cleaning of your portfolio and take stock. I like that. You don't just declutter cupboards, but also your portfolio. Kevin Ho is Managing Director of Capital Asia Investment. So welcome back to the show, Kevin.
Hi.
Did you know, by the way, Kevin and I went to school together.
Wow.
Yeah, but he took the finance track, went to study finance, and then I stayed in broadcasting. Imagine that.
Yeah, we did the radio shows before, actually.
And here we are doing radio shows once more.
A couple of years of amnesia there as well.
A lot of amnesia. I think I must have taken a knock somewhere in my life, you know. So, Kev, investors this year, creating our investment portfolios, what questions should we be asking as we look to declutter?
Well, I think one of the things investors really need to know is to understand what's out there in terms of investment asset classes, not just stocks. Used to be the only thing in town, but now you've got currencies, you've got commodities.
Sure.
You can even invest in government interest rates. You can take a position in whether the Fed raises interest rates or not, you know. So there's a lot of opportunities out there.
I hear this word very often, and it was made a big deal in the movie The Wolf of Wall Street, diversification. Are there any myths behind diversification? Could you share more with us?
Well, Elliot, the biggest myth I feel right now is this word called diversification.
The word itself is
The word itself. Because, okay. You know, you probably realize that, you know, most of the major asset class, because of information, the information flow in the world today is just instant.
It's so fast, yeah.
So you've got this situation where most of the major asset classes in the world, they're more and more highly correlated. So, you know, my biggest beef with anyone that tells me you need to diversify, I'm asking, how the heck do you diversify when everything is so correlated? As far as we know, I mean, based on our own quantitative models, there are only two asset classes that are not correlated to the rest of the market in general.
Okay, yeah. So are you saying that diversification in today's day and age, it's a term that doesn't really work anymore?
Well, it does. What you can do is, like, if you happen to have multiple positions in something that's diversified, let's just say, I'm long gold and maybe I have a view on buying silver, right? Both of them are quite correlated, but you can still have a position in silver, provided you had that gold position earlier on. What you do is you reduce the position so that you don't have an overweight risk in that same direction. So I think you can diversify away from a risk management perspective, but you can't diversify so easily, let's say, the correlation between certain stocks or the rest of the market. So I think one really needs to understand what this thing called diversification is all about, or rather what correlation is all about.
Okay.
So your opinion on diversification, is it just unique to you, or is it something that's also held by, I don't know, colleagues of yours in your industry? There's so many gurus out there, Kevin, who are saying things like this, and we don't really know who to believe.
Well, I think one of the things investors need to be sure of is that, you know, whoever they follow or whoever they learn from, I think needs to be someone fairly credible. You know, one of the key points that they need to look out for is that this person must be either managing money, have managed serious money, especially those who teach investments. Well, you know what? Go to them, ask them, what's your track record? Show me your balance sheet, you know. I think that's the only way you can do it. There are some really good educators out there. Name some.
Who have you been reading?
Wow, okay. I could get murdered for this. Well, there used to be...
We're going to play a disclaimer.
There used to be quite a few good educators from America.
Okay.
There is one gentleman, I'll have to tell you this story. His name is Larry Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote this book called How I Made $1 Million in 1 Year or something like that. And he really did. You know, he was a S&P futures trader.
Okay.
Now, he's more famous now because of his daughter. The daughter is called Michelle Williams, the Hollywood star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he spent most of his money, actually, of course, teaching, and he's a fairly good trader. I like him. I mean, I know him personally. And he spent most of his wealth trying to find the mythical Noah's Ark. Really, he did. And I think that Hollywood has bought an option on his story about how he and his friend went behind Syrian or Turkish lines in the 90s or 80s trying to look for Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's found it yet. The interesting thing was, you know, once in a while, in the old days, we used to communicate quite freely on email. And when my second son, Noah, was born, he just sent me a cryptic one-liner with the new script to his book. And he says, well, tell Noah Uncle Larry's still looking for his book.
So I suppose this Hollywood movie would potentially star his daughter, Michelle Williams, who was once the partner of Heath Ledger, I believe.
Have you met Michelle Williams?
No,
you said you know Larry
I would
Williams
love
personally.
To. I'm a big fan of hers.
Okay. We are speaking this morning with Kevin Ho, Managing Director of Capital Asia Investments. Our chat is about building a portfolio, some tips for investors. Yasmin brought up gurus. Let's take one, for example, Warren Buffett. He makes value investing sound so simple, the whole notion of buy low, sell high.
Or just hold forever.
Or hold forever. The question is, why is it so hard to replicate what he does? What's so special?
Well, if you did what he did when he first started out all those decades ago, you'll be like him today.
Okay, so it's a question of time.
It's a question of time. And also, I think the investment landscape has changed a lot. I mean, when he first started, it was all about stocks.
Yeah. Right?
There's nothing else but stocks. Now we've got currencies, we've got commodities, we've got interest rates, we've got so many things. You can even take a bet on volatility. There's so many investment asset classes you can go into. I think the real danger right now is that everything is correlated or getting more and more correlated. The old models that used to work seem to have broken down. I think there's one of these things about when you have more people adopting it, it tends to come off. The reason why stocks generally go up over the long term is only one simple reason. It's because it has to keep up with inflation.
Okay.
Yeah. So regardless of whether, if you take out the inflation, I don't know whether you make money in stocks in the long run. I mean, other than the fact that it's a lot more volatile than some asset classes, it swings more. And in a down year like 87 or 2008, good luck to you.
So Warren Buffett helped a lot by inflation.
Being ahead of his time in that sense.
Well, having said that,
the fact
I mean,
that he's also old. Yeah.
Well, I'm not disparaging any other investment methodology, but I think the fact that one really needs to open up your universe of investment asset classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carefully without saying the word diversification, I noticed. Kevin Ho, Managing Director, Capital Asia Investments.
Fantastic. Nice talking with you. Okay, let's talk risk management now. And I want to just tap on your advice for investors tuning in. I'm looking at your website as well. And certain services you provide would be legal ring fencing of assets and things like that to really help like protect people's or at least minimize their risk. Can you elaborate a little on that?
Okay, this is where my partners will go crazy. We've got several partners in this company, and each one specializes in one specific area. So my area is in asset management, and the license is really asset management. But incidentally, sometimes we have clients who, and most of our clients are family offices and ultra high net worth individuals. They're not institutions. I used to manage institutional money when I was with a Dutch bank. I was the head of central bank business then. But right now we do ultra high net worth, and sometimes they do need a level of discretion or some sort of trust services. So one of my partners specializes in offshore structuring. It's all legal, of course, and we work with licensed partners to give them advice to help structure some of the assets. Some of our South Asian clients come from a jurisdiction where there are no such thing as trusts. And we have to find a legal way in Singapore to help them become tax citizens so that they can structure their own trusts to protect their own assets. So ring fencing is about protecting your assets.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that. But in terms of risk management, what are the advice do you have?
From an investment point of view, I mean, this, you know, risk has many different facets, right? So just purely from the context of investment alone, I think one needs to understand when you go into each individual investment decision, a trade, so to speak, one needs to know when to get out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a function of that is, you know, how much you're going to sort of take a bet on that market direction. It should never be more than what you have, i.e. leverage. It should never be a significant portion of your total asset because it's very hard to recover when you lose that.
Kevin, we've been talking about tips for investors and building a portfolio. What about some common mistakes that investors make? Do you have any, maybe one or two to share?
Well, the one that comes to mind right now is taking a hot tip.
Right.
You know, to this day, I even get hot tips from my partners. And you know about a particular stock. So, you know, the thing about hot tip is this. By the time it gets to you, it's third-hand news or something like that. There is a good fund manager called Victor Niederhofer.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to know him quite well. We used to be part, together with Larry Williams, part of this forum. And Victor was the best fund manager in 1996, best commodity trading advisor in America. In 97, he took a big hit because he went to invest in Asian stocks in Thailand. So you know what happened in 97, right?
Mm-hmm.
It crashed for us.
Yeah.
And he went bust. He's come back again many times. But he wrote a very good book called Practical Speculation. I think it's, I don't know whether it's in print still, but it's a very good book. In it, he talks about the Time Warner effect. You see a headline in Time Warner or Newsweek. If it says it's gold too high to buy, it's obviously too high to buy because, you know, the editorial process is several weeks long.
Yeah.
So someone moves the idea, 8 weeks later, it goes, it hits the newsstand, it's too late already.
Okay, hopefully with digital, the timeline closes up a little bit, I think. Okay, and before we close, Kevin Ho, Managing Director of Capital Asia Investments. Personally, how are you doing things differently this year in terms of your investments compared to last?
I think we try not to deviate too much from strategy. I think risk is always a big thing on my mind. I mean, whenever we take a position, we risk less than 0.5%, 1%, depending on the client's risk profile. These are all individual mandates, by the way. Now, I think what needs to be different is, I think, the focus on certain thematic plays. I think they'll be different from last year. Last year, we had a good run in gold, and you know, even crude oil energy was down. This year could be slightly different. I think I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I think this year, we've had a very good run in equity markets. I'm not so sure this year.
All right. Yeah. We've been speaking with Kevin Ho, Managing Director, Capital Asia Investments, and we've been talking about how to build your portfolio, some tips for investors. Kevin, thank you so much for coming by the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.